Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Hawaii.
Oh my God, honey.
I'm all for it. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's just keep this trip. I say don't give it away. Vinny and I will go.
Okay.
Well, you can win your own trip. I just won one.
I'll teach you how to watch me to surf.
That sounds fun.
Oh my God, that sounds like a great vacation.
Can I do it from a hammock with a Mai Tai in my hand?
There you go. I'm down for that.
Oh, really? No, I don't get to do that? Oh, I have
no,
to sit
pay
and watch
attention,
the whole time?
Yeah. All right.
Well, thanks. Muzi, you can go with him. I'll stay home and just watch you online, I guess. Aulani is a Disney resort and spa in Ko'olina, Hawaii, and you can go if you are the winner of this amazing trip. Right now, call number 97 into the Alice studio at 800-400-3697. You get a Disney gift card, so already you're a winner. Mm-hmm. And then you're in the running for the grand prize vacation to Aulani. We have chances all day, right now, and at noon, 3 and 5 o'clock, at about 5 or so after the hour. And Hooman is out with his bad back for a week or so, and so you get to talk to our intern, Nicholas, and he's just a delight, so be kind to him on the phone. Don't be all mad when you're only caller 84, okay? Hawaii.
That same number you're calling now to win the qualification to Hawaii is also the number you can text us at. I've got a few of these. Okay. I literally just finished the Tuesday podcast last night and wanted to check out the dictionary photo the other listener made. Bummer you took it down already.
Yeah,
but way to be a good friend. He can dish it out, but he cannot take it.
It is true, and you know I know that about him, so I don't want to leave that. If it's hurting his feelings, I'm taking it down. I have my own PC language for Hooman. Oh, it looks like we're on caller 15, everybody. Yeah.
Take your time, Nick.
Hi, radio family. I'm 6 days away from 3 years sober. You have no idea how much your show means to me. Soon I hope to come to an event and meet you in person. You have helped me through rough days and laughs. Rough days, the laughs and all your anecdotes and advice. Sarah, Vinny, Yuzette, Bryn, and even Hooman, thank you.
Oh. Well, congratulations. That is a big, big deal.
Yep.
Actually, that's one of the, you know, there's a million great reasons that Vinny's back. But I actually think that is, you know, he's a pretty inspirational dude. Mm-hmm. He's a guy who's, I've watched his life fall apart, and he managed to get it back together, and a lot of people don't. So, yeah. If you're inspired by Vinny, we're psyched.
Still laughing at Sarah's.
Look at how nice he's being. He's like, oh, you're caller 22. Sorry about that. Don't try again.
Let me try this.
Yeah.
Andy brought you pie today.
Calls right back. Your call number 31. Try us again. Call number 32, please try us again.
See, Hooman would never do that.
I know.
The kids had 2 days training, and Hooman's had 20 years training, and he still doesn't do that.
He's adorable.
4 and 5 says, are you kidding? Hooman is so passive-aggressive.
He is, but he can't take it, and I know that.
We love him.
I do love that guy.
We can't help but love him.
I know. I love me grows on you, you know?
Like just, fungus, yeah.
415 says, Mark like Hamill is the officiant that marries Sheldon and Amy on last year's season finale of The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, I don't think I realized they got married. Still just watching reruns.
Making Vinny proud over here. Got to my terminal for an international flight 6 minutes before the boarding started. Very well done.
I don't like to applaud that. I think that's, you know... You're the guy stressing everybody else out in line.
No,
I cut in front of you because we're all trying to catch a flight, buddy. We all got here early.
Yeah, get him.
That's fine, but could you move aside, ma'am?
No, I can't.
Jeez,
kind of jerky. I'm gonna trip you if you go ahead of me.
Wow.
Yeah,
you really
I'm super
hostile.
Mean. I'm a mean lady. Actually, I do think, though, that if someone has the balls to ask if they can cut, I usually just let them. But even though I'm like simmering about it inside, I'm like, well, they had the balls to ask. I'm not going to be a jerk right to their face. I'll just be a jerk in my mind to them.
No, you have the right to say no.
No, I don't do that though. I don't want an altercation.
Altercation?
I'm very non-confrontational in real life.
Yeah, right.
I am in real life. I am, Bren. You'd be surprised. Big pussy.
Good morning. I just had a baby. She's 3 weeks old. I listen to your podcast all the time when I was pregnant. My baby calms down when I play your podcast now. Thanks for helping to soothe my baby.
Oh, soothing your baby.
Hi.
Some people, I won't read the whole thing, but they say today, Jesus Christ, the show's good today.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I thought today was kind of a regular show. Oh, that's great. I'm so glad that Jesus Christ likes it. Who wouldn't you have been here? Oh, maybe that's what they're saying. Yeah,
that's exactly what they're saying.
Oh, see, I didn't get that part.
I didn't read the part that got that finger pointed him directly.
Poor human. I miss you, buddy.
My mom saved the special items I made as a kid, gave it all to me when I bought a house. Everything but one book went in the trash. I didn't make that stuff for me. I made it for her.
Yeah.
No one wants their childhood art. My kid does. She's pulling her stuff out of the trash and mad at mom for it.
I saw some story this morning about this little girl who's 2 years old and her paintings, and they are just finger paint and what you think. Oh, there it is. Her artwork is selling for over $1,000 in galleries. And it's exactly what you think. But I was looking through it, and I'm like, it's not bad. Better than Pollock. You know, they show her with, like, this hockey stick with a paintbrush attached to it, and she's painting.
You know, speaking of Pollock, I should have watched that movie. I know the guy who played the role got, either he got an award or the movie got an award.
What's that guy's name? He's a big famous actor.
I can't think of it. But I would be curious how that guy and his paint splotches got so famous.
Yeah, why is he the one who got so famous?
There's
got
to be something.
Plenty
someone
of people
said
the paint splotches.
Someone fingered him and said, "This guy's good."
Yeah.
Somebody
who knows. I mean, I guess it means we don't know anything about art. But I did look at some of her paintings and go, "That's not bad. I've seen worse." I mean, they really are just smudges, but
all those kids should have to reapply to their schools and see if they can get in on their own merit. Period. Well, they won't.
Yeah, they can't.
We all know that's not happening.
We've met those kids. No.
Right. Did you guys freak out over Facebook and Instagram's blackout yesterday? No.
I did. I did try to post something on Instagram while it was happening, and I just figured it was my phone and my internet, so I reset all of those, and still it wasn't working. So I was like, "Yeah, I guess I'll go to bed now." And I woke up this morning and posted it. It was fine. I lived barely. I mean, I barely lived. I almost didn't make it.
You can 100% taste the difference between canned beer and draft. I never order a can at a restaurant. The exception is Coors Bud PBR.
Oh, if you just wanted to have a cheap beer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know if I could tell the difference. I just know that I'd like to see what they've got on tap.
I feel like all this new found flavor, you know, the flavor of beer, mm-hmm. this artistic brewing, it came after I quit drinking. So I never experienced it all.
Right.
And don't need to.
Well, and IPAs for me are fairly, you know, I mean, in the last 20 years, I guess. I don't remember ever drinking anything other than like Bud and stuff when I was a kid.
Which is a lager, right?
Bud is,
yeah.
I guess.
I think they're all lagers, right? That's all I ever drank.
What's a Pilsner? Isn't that like, I thought they were Pilsners.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, well, you got me there.
I don't know.
Oh.
What's a 40? A 40 something. It's a malt. Malt. Something.
A malt liquor.
Malt liquor. Yeah, malt liquor.
That's something entirely.
That's not beer at all?
It's beer, but it's
like
more, there's more alcohol in it. Oh. And so it's something else. And
is that what Schlitz was? My dad drank Schlitz when I was growing up.
Schlitz is not
not a malt liquor?
Not a malt liquor.
Oh, I totally thought it was.
They might have a malt liquor, but I think.
Are they even around still?
Schlitz? I don't know.
I remember my dad, though, he'd be like mowing the lawn on a hot summer day, and I'd just be following him around hoping for sips of beer.
I want to believe a Schlitz is no different than a Miller Lite or a Coors Light.
He switched to Bud later. I don't know if it was because he couldn't get Schlitz anymore or something, but I didn't think that there was a big difference.
I feel like
between
when my
them.
Mom wanted to get really messed up, she would drink Schlitz Talls.
Oh.
I think one of them is called Scary. Schlitz malt liquor,
uh-huh.
and another is just I could be wrong though. I don't.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Schlitz
my computer down.
Beer brewing is still around.
It's still there, huh? Schlitz.
Please, Vera, enter.
It's a great
your age.
Word. Oh, maybe that should be my band's name. Schlitz.
Schlitz.
Experience yeah, the timeless the taste.
Damn it! That's it.
My band Schlitz is playing at Johnny Mosley's bar opening. We do a podcast with Johnny Mosley. You should listen to it. All the details will be on there.
Find Schlitz near you. So it's still around.
Oh. Yeah. You have to find it, though. They have an app for that.
The closest
third bum
one.
Down on the left.
Yeah.
He's got some.
Anyway. All right, let's take a break.
We'll be right back to say goodbye.
Sarah. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening today and enjoy the great weather. I don't think we talked much about the weather because we're back into the regular weather.
It's so blue.
I know, it's gorgeous. Actually, we're supposed to be into the 70s this weekend. Like Sunday's uh-huh. supposed to be downright hot.
I heard that.
And with some good luck, knocking on wood, the wind will die down a little bit, too.
I know. It's mm-hmm. been very windy. Although, what is it doing right now? The trees
can't
are...
see.
It looks just breezy. It'll be fine. Either way, it's just nice that the sun's out.
Yeah. It's not pouring.
Hey, so we're going to go have some dim sum together.
We are.
Yeah. Yuzi and Bryn and I are going to go.
Want to go, Vin?
Yeah, do you want to go with us?
You know, guys, I think I may go surfing instead.
Oh. Okay. Well, priorities, you know.
Weird of me. To want to do that.
That is
it's
funny.
Only been like, 2 months since we've had decent weather enough to...
Wait, what? You haven't surfed in 2 months?
It's been horrible, right?
Oh my
I've
God.
I've been telling you guys, the rain, yeah. this weather, and the wind, and the
months,
storms.
I didn't either. It just seems like that seems too long.
Yeah,
it does.
Oh my God.
Well, this is the season.
Let's get your mental health back on track there,
I'm
Vinny.
I'm working on it.
Enjoy pie day.
Right.
And apparently potato chip day, but... Have some pie, slice a pizza pie, maybe just a regular pie, or just, you know, do some math, whatever you're into.
I hear the Exploratorium's doing something special
fun.
Today.
Oh, my yeah. God. So if you can, drag your kids into town. Yeah. You know, if they're on break or something.
Okay, bye.
Okay, have a good one. We'll see you on Friday.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.